We have a story now about a man named Harry Fujiwara. He died yesterday at the age of 82. Fujiwara was a professional wrestler in the WWE, but fans know him better this way.
From Osaka, Japan, it is Mr. Fuji!
Although Mr. Fuji was billed as being from Japan, that wasn't quite right. Greg Oliver has written several books about professional wrestling, and he filled me in on the man outside the ring.
Harry Fujiwara was, like a lot of the Japanese heels or bad guys, he was actually of Hawaiian descent. There were a lot of wrestlers in Hawaii. It was a popular territory, and there was a gym where they all worked out, and Harry worked out there, and he was not a huge guy, but he was pretty well built, you know, about 235 pounds on his 5'10" frame, and, you know, they convinced him to try wrestling, and he definitely found something he was really good at.
What year was that? When did he start this whole career?
It was about 1962. Like a lot of these guys, I mean, they may start at that point, but their career doesn't really take off until they start wrestling full time. And it's really around 1966 that he makes his first trip to North America, mainland, and he starts in Portland and ends up in San Francisco, and then eventually makes it out to New York and the WWF, where he becomes a tag team champion, and really that's where his legacy was cemented.
What was Mr. Fuji like offstage?
It's sort of two sides. Certainly with people like me that he dealt with, he was always nice and professional, and he knew to be like that with fans and professional people. But with his colleagues, the guy was a notorious river. Like wrestlers, like hockey players or baseball players, they have a ton of time on the road for hijinks. But Mr. Fuji was notorious for being almost mean-spirited with his ribs.
What would he do?
You'd find your clothes, you know, maybe glued together or cut up, or the wonder of this wrestling business. Unlike baseball, where everything's documented to a T, that you know exactly what happened in the day. Pro wrestling still got that carnival side to it, where there's not a ton of records, and it's great fun for writers and historians like me to try and figure out what's the truth and what isn't.
So, Greg, folklore aside, how is the wrestling world reacting to the death of Mr. Fuji?
Well, it'll be interesting. I'm sure they'll do some sort of tribute on Monday Night Raw on the WWE's flagship program tonight, just because he's in their WWE Hall of Fame. A lot of people knock the WWE Hall of Fame because it's a company. They're deciding who's in there. It's on a whim. I mean, the Vince McMahon's limo driver is in their Hall of Fame, James Dudley. So it's a bit of a crock that way. But for the guys who were in there, including Mr. Fuji, who was inducted in 2007, it meant a heck of a lot to be in there. And they enjoy that moment in the sun.
What will you remember him for, Greg Oliver?
Well, he was always cool to me. The times I interviewed him on the phone, he wasn't particularly forthcoming. But for me, as a child who grew up watching that Hulk Hogan Rock and Wrestling, he was always a manager at ringside, and he'd make you laugh, and he'd make you, you know, really infuriated at how he could help his wrestlers win the matches. But in the end, I think I loved hearing the stories about who he was, and as the river, as a joker, and as a family man. Those gives you a much better picture of who the guy was in the end. And the world certainly lost a great character yesterday.
Sports writer Greg Oliver telling me about the late Mr. Fuji, fantastic wrestler. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me on.